Yeah, that's one thing I like about QR, too. It kind of gives you a rough estimate. Of course, with 6 meters, that depends on something that's called sporadic E. Sporadic E, it usually happens around summertime or springtime. You might get some sporadic E. My Yaesu could do 6 meters, not just FM. I could do sideband on there, too. So I could get down on the lower 6 meter frequencies and operate sideband. I was capable of doing that, so that made it nice. I forget what frequency. Nice thing too is you can, if you ever forget the band plan, you can always download the bands for what you're allocated to use and stuff. That's always nice to have handy. In case you ever forget those. I always like to have that sitting next to me just in case, because I, you know, being 62, you know, memory's not as good as it used to be, that's for sure. So having that band chart kind of helps.
Usually does when you have something that, you know, and well, you have the right equipment that you could use for the bands and that, so you know exactly where the bands are and the person is talking on that frequency, where you can use that and exactly where they're coming from and all that, too. It tells you where their state's at, where they're talking from, too, I think, if I'm not wrong. Anyways, a long time ago, my dad used to spit a CBR, right? Yeah, he used to have it in his truck when he go home from work. He talked to the guys on a CB, you know, from work and that they used to work with. And I got interested when I got older, and I started with a CB. It's called Maxwell CB, and you could use it as a handheld, or you could convert it into a mobile station if you wanted to. And I was really happy to have that, because you didn't have to have a license for that, because a license for a CB at the time when I bought that CB, that Maxwell one. And so when I didn't have to worry about getting a license, I heard about the ham radio, you know, a long time ago when I found out about the Radio Shack, and then I knew I had to have license issued from the FCC. You know, and then I had to take my test to get that. But with the CB, no, you didn't have to worry about that.
Yeah, there was only a short time in CB, KO4ROY for ID. There was a short time on CB where you had to have a license, and that was before 1975, 76. They kind of did away with it, the license around that time. And it's pretty much, you know, you buy a radio, you can get on the air. That's pretty much it. And then a lot of people don't like to admit, but they, you know, a lot of people started from CB. That's how I started. I always like to work sideband and use regular names. And plus the sideband was, you know, you could work a lot. I worked a lot of DX. Even back then, I did DX, so a lot of people, you know, I mean, that's what made CB fun. I could sit at home and talk to a bunch of stations all over the place, and that's what really got me into the ham stuff, because guys were like, yeah, you know, if you like talking long distance like that, you gotta study and get your ham license, then you'll really be able to do something. Shoot, I thought, you know, it was great when I was talking to Jamaica, and a couple of times I talked to England on CB on 11 meters. So, yeah, it 10 meters has kind of the same propagation almost. But that's what got me interested, though. And I kept trying to study it and kept trying to do it, but finally did. And as far as the ICOM radios, yeah, those are awesome radios. I like the 7300. I had a chance to operate that at the ham club. A guy had the ICOM 7300, A nice radio, man. It's got the scope on it, frequency scope, and you can tell with, you know, when you're on the band, you can tell just about where the people are talking on or where people are, and you can go right to those frequencies and operate that way. So it's good stuff. Good stuff. And a lot of fun.
Yeah, KCCPP variety, very good story. And you're talking about the ICOMs. Well, this ICOM 738, the HF rig I got, although receiver, I had to vent it on the ICOM 738. It does have an augment tuner inside the radio, by the way. I don't have to tune now, that does it by itself. And that's what's nice about the radio, the ICOM 738, because it does that. If you buy a radio that tunes by itself, you did very well. Spend the kind of money, spend a lot of money for something that you have right now, or you maybe would like to have in the future, that this tunes by itself. Or you just push a button and it does on its own when you turn it on. That's what's nice about the radio itself, you know, which I'm very impressed with when it did that. And the guy that sold it to me says, oh, don't worry about tuning, Don. I said, it did it two by itself, he says, you know.